All right.
Let's get this over with.
That's the spirit.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for tuning in.
Howdy do. I gotta stop saying that. It's clearly becoming a running thing. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, we don't do running things on this show. We never do that.
That's for hacks. Yeah.
Yes.
There's one thing that I am not is a hack. Can't speak for you so much.
Right. I am always talking about airplanes. And what's hacker than talking about airplanes? Talking about how talking about airplanes is hack. That's pretty hack. Also kind of talking about how talking about how talking about airplanes is...
Hey!
Hey, what's up? Hey, thanks for tuning in to If I'm Loud or I'm Right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks for tuning in. Oh, hey, fellas.
Hey! What is that? Where are you going?
The bathroom's making noises.
Why would the bathroom do something like that? I have worked at that bathroom for years, and it's never been anything but a consummate professional. Why it would pick today of all days?
I don't know. Sometimes that bathroom walks in while we're recording. That bathroom's busy, though. It's got to run shows down a second wind.
Hey, San Diego.
Hey! Okay, should we start over?
No, I think we should just... Hey!
Hey, guys. Hey, what's happening? Hey, you just tuned in to If I'm Loud or I'm Right. I'm Jeffrey Berner.
And I'm Jimmy...
Jesus Christ
Calloway.
Berner.
Same initials.
That's... Yep.
Funny story about that. No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you off mic.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, no one would want to hear about
I don't want to tell a funny story.
No one wants to hear about you being...
On a serious debate podcast.
No, absolutely not. There's no time for it. Jimmy Calloway.
Anyway. Yes.
What's up?
Well, we're here with our new moderator. Right? Jeffrey, quit starting up your Volkswagen Bug. Don't encourage.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to If I'm Loud or I'm Right. Show where we debate the real issues.
The real to real issues.
Mm-hmm. So with us now is our new permanent moderator.
Right. Well, before we introduce our new permanent moderator,
sign the life over to us.
We should explain
what happened to our previous
moderator.
Yes.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Here you go.
Thank you.
It's diet.
I said a Coke. I don't want a diet. I already have food and drink that I consume. That's my diet. I don't need you to hand me a diet. You owe me a Coke.
Here is a Coke diet.
Thank you. As I was saying, our previous moderator...
Yes.
The lovely Ms. Veronica Burgess.
Veronica Burgess.
Unfortunately, we had to let her go.
So unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
Yes.
Due to a lack of continuity.
A terrible lack of continuity. A listener would be so confused by the fact...
Right.
That we had to let Veronica go just because of the lack of continuity.
I mean, it's not even for us. We're very intelligent men, so we can deal with that sort of postmodern wrinkle.
No, I am such an intelligent man. I agree.
Right.
Of the two... I mean, yeah.
Of the two of us here...
Yeah. I am such an intelligent man.
And one of us is also a liar, but...
Let's not get into you right
I'm
now, though.
Really... What I'm getting at is that we can handle this sort of... crazy continuity, you know, meta-fictional sorts of things, but our listeners...
They have trouble, because, you know, we try to make things as clear as possible in terms of when things start
and end,
and you just tuned in to If I'm Loud or I'm Right. How you doing? I'm Jeffrey Berner.
And I'm thanking you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening, guys. This has been a Point in Yelp production. I think the words, but, yep.
Yeah, you got it.
Crickets.
So, I don't want to insult our listeners, because I make it a point to never insult a group smaller than 10.
Of course. Right.
So now
they
we
just
can...
insult us, though. Anyway.
Would you care to introduce our new permanent moderator?
Yeah, just
than
don't
Jeffrey?
Insult Mike. Anyway.
Oh, you're right.
What's going on, Ula? How
I'm
you doing?
Sorry, Mike Ula.
It's just the weekly check-in. Things
Who
still
loves you
there?
More than me? No one.
I love Mike.
No one!
But I love Mike. Jimmy Calloway, are you serious? Did I take your name in vain? My bad. Anyway, our new permanent moderator to replace Veronica Burgess... the great Veronica Burgess, everyone.
Yay.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We're sure you won't have any issues with continuity.
No. Don't foresee that being a problem whatsoever.
Right. Nor do I. So.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad that teletype machine finally came back from the shop.
I'm glad that mentally retarded teletype machine came back from the shop. Such a
topics are ready.
Such a happy young teletype machine. It's been through some rough times, but it's done okay.
That wasn't me.
See how I made that happen?
That wasn't even picked
that
up.
That was impressive.
That was impressive.
But... that teletype machine. It's got a few... So, anyway. So, Veronica, how's your day going?
Oh, God, I'm so glad you asked. My day was just really, really good.
Veronica, before you get into that story, I want to tell you guys about my day, because it was also good, but...
That's unfortunate, Jimmy. I'm very sorry to hear that. But, so anyway, Jimmy, I just bought myself a bit of a sexy lingerie.
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you have anything you'd like to say about it, or...?
No.
Fine. Yeah. But, that hula skirt you wear, whenever we record, it looks stupid on you. And I'm never buying you a matching pair of lingerie, huh?
Okay, good.
Wait, is it okay or is it good?
Good.
Okay.
No, good.
Okay.
No, not okay, good.
Good's not okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
No, good.
Good?
Good.
Okay, good.
Okay or good?
Both. Okay, good.
Like OK Cupid?
Yeah, but I meet up with things that are just good.
Oh, okay.
Like last night, I went out with a cheeseburger with onions, even though I specifically asked for no onions. And after we got dinner, the burger gave me a hand job.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it was good.
So this thing's called OK Good.
OK Good.
Is it any good?
It's okay.
Good.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank our new sponsors, OK Good, for supporting us.
Yes, they're okay.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Good. Okay. Also, our other sponsors, suckagingersdick.com. Despite us having fired the owner of
we've
that,
got it
long ago, yeah, he still continues to pay
us
money.
We need to start putting that tag back onto the end.
You guys need to
we
play
do.
Their jingle.
Yeah, we have not held up our contract.
Suck a ginger's dick.
Oh, the ever-popular Matt Burke episode.
Everyone
knows that one.
Yeah, of course. It's such a good one. So remixable, if you ask me.
It's so weird that you dated a cheeseburger with onions, even though you specifically asked for one. It's almost as though that just happened last night.
It's almost.
Almost as if.
Almost as if that just happened. Almost as if.
Almost.
Almost as if.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you guys going to make out now?
Yes.
You know, why do people keep asking us that? Of course. I'm just tired of answering that question.
Just like to be warned.
Well, should we get into our first,
if we must.
Okay.
It's time, you guys. I'm here for serious business.
If you must.
That's right. Veronica is here for serious business. So quick.
I wanted to be here to discuss serious issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Enough dilly-dallying.
Jimmy?
Yes, Jeffrey.
Put on your underpants. It's time to have some serious discussion.
You know, I don't like to.
Right.
But at the same time, I can't help but agree.
Right. So, also, take off, before you do that, could you take off the sillier underpants?
Okay, you're pushing it a little bit, but
take
I understand the austerity of this situation.
All right, good. Now, just leave it in this in-between here for a second.
Okay, all right.
One second, just...
Yeah?
Okay, now put on the normal underpants.
All right.
Okay, actually, can you take them off one more time?
Do you need my leg?
No, it's fine.
Can you take them off one more time?
Yes.
We really shouldn't record in phone booths, but I felt like... You know, how often do you see a phone booth anymore?
Right,
we
it's such a rare thing.
We still can,
It's like, when else are we going to get a chance to record in a phone booth?
Exactly.
In case anybody wants to change into a Superman outfit, I did bring one.
Right.
See? I think
That's
she's going to work
That's
out.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm already wearing a cape. Is that going to be an issue at all?
No.
It's more of a Liberace cape than it is a Superman cape. I don't know if the listeners can hear it, so I just want them to know that that's, you know, what it is.
It jingle, jangle, jingle.
I wonder if they can also hear the zit on my face that I just got today. Keep it down.
Yeah, just got today. Acne is disgusting. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can probably put on the underpants now.
All right.
Maybe take them down one more time.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now put on their shin guards.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Now let's play soccer. Yay! Go on,
I'm
kick it. Kick the ball. Kick the ball.
This bowl of Jello. I'm not sure when I'm supposed to cue in with it.
Here, I'll get. Oh no! I threw it all over Jimmy.
His underpants!
Oh, no! I guess he'll have to record without underpants now.
I appreciate your guys' concern. It's really not a thing. I can get through this. I'm a consummate professional, not unlike the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. I'll work through it.
Right.
I'll use it.
Right.
You're so at peace.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, I'm sure, as everyone knows, I'm a very peaceful and happy individual.
Mm-hmm.
With nary a moment of self-doubt.
I think you're thinking of Jesus Christ.
Or a tendency towards suicide.
The established JC is here.
Right.
Yes. Hey.
Go in peace and sin no more, my son.
So let's get into our first topic, shall we?
Yeah, let's do.
Let's get into our first pair.
You're my blessing.
Yes, our Verona picks for the day.
Verona picks.
like topics, but with your name in them. I think Veropix is a good second choice, though, to Veronapix.
I don't think
Veropix is perfectly... I think it's a
Who typed this up? Was it Brenda? Did Brenda type this up?
No, I don't...
I need to yell at Brenda?
Jimmy,
please. Jimmy.
Go easy. Her gerbil just passed away.
Did it? Did it make that noise? What is that?
I turned off my phone.
It's not me. Is it you?
It's the mothership.
I'm so glad that our producer is able to...
Retarded machine, quiet down, will ya?
All right, let's get into these Verona picks already.
All right, guys.
All right, next topic.
Excellent. So, you guys, things are heating up in the world of debate as climate change bakes us like fried potatoes. With global warming on the rise, more people are wanting to wear less. Jimmy. But with tides rising, the number one question on everyone's mind, the gutters, is do we need more nude beaches? Also, just think about this. With world hunger increasing, along with the growing population of perverted scientific clothing manufacturers, are edible swimsuits in season? So more nude beaches? More edible swimsuits? What sayeth you? Debate!
Jeffrey, I take your point, but I really think I need to come right out and say
this. Did
you
just interrupt me? I was talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
I believe Jimmy was laughing.
I didn't get a signal, but I didn't...
We so, how is it? My karate skills are unbeatable.
Again, you make some very salient points, Jeffrey Bernard.
Right.
But I'm afraid I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree with you. Personally, I think, if anything, we need more clothes on more people at any locations. Mm-hmm. Beaches, or anything of the... I was down at the beach just recently, and I saw not just one, but several young women whose ankles were just right out in the open, completely bare. Mm-hmm. Can I get you a tissue?
Go on.
Uh-huh.
Well, Jimmy, considering that you yourself, as opposed to you someone else, are naked right now, I think you would be in
That's really neither here nor there.
Well, it certainly is here.
Mm-hmm.
Barely. Anyway.
All right. That's enough of that, buddy.
Fine. Anyway, are we still going to eat that Jell-O, by the way?
Yeah. Do you guys need a spoon? Or?
No, I think your underwear will do. Anyway. Hey, you know,
it's got that cool pocket.
You know, Jimmy, we need nudity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we must satisfy our nudes. No, damn it. No, I mean yes, but no, but yes, we must satisfy our needs. Now, you know, Jimmy, of course,
you want more nudity.
Mm-hmm.
What's next, Jeffrey? After the nude beaches, we are going to have nude parks, nude playgrounds, nude camping grounds. Yes, Veronica?
Dogs are already naked.
Nude dogs? Is that what you want?
More.
What are we going to have? Next you're going to want is to have nude nudist camps. And that's just insane. Because if those people are any more nude, then they wouldn't have skin.
Right.
I think is what
right,
really
right,
where I was going with that.
Right. Anyway, but Jimmy, now look, of course, No one's arguing. Of course, nudity is unnatural.
Uh-huh.
You know, when a child is born with no state of mind blind to the ways of mankind, he's, of course, nude at the time, is promptly given a ticket for it. A ticket and a ticket. They're very rough on the horns. But I myself, as opposed to you, someone else, was born wearing a tuxedo, so I don't have to worry about that too much. My mom, she ate a tuxedo before.
That's classy.
It was. And she gave me some time to put it on and fix myself up before I was born. I'm big on fixing myself up. It's important to me to look my best at all times. It's very important for me to do that. To do that, it is
yes.
important for me. But unnatural as nudity is, we all need avenues and streets and boulevards to get our unnatural urges, like nude beaches, out of the way. Like nude beaches or gay sex or interracial gay sex. Or farting during interracial gay sex on nude beaches.
Jeffrey, I'm so glad that you finally broached the topic of edible swimsuits. As I'm sure you're both finding out right now, eating Jell-O off of my naked corporeal form, it is very unhygienic. Like, extremely so. Like, I don't...
Jeffrey, it just occurred to me. I don't think our medical coverage covers Veronica for the shots she's going to have now that she's eaten Jell-O off of my naked body. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, personally, I don't care.
Right.
Right, because it doesn't affect me directly.
Not at all.
But at the same time, I can't help but think this might raise our insurance rates, which does affect me at least a little bit.
Well, I mean, we do go by the gambling science, which mm-hmm. of course states that if it is... If gambling wills it to be so, it will be... And you shouldn't worry about all these shots, or these facts, or these concerns, or this oxygen.
You know, this is why I'm glad that, have you as a speaker. Oh, hi, Veronica.
Or these clothes, or this bed.
Yeah, Veronica, what's up?
Or me being on you right now, Jimmy. Or,
I want you to worry about it.
What's that?
I'm used to not having insurance. I just go to Mexico.
Oh.
Everything.
Right. I forgot about the free healthcare in Mexico.
You guys are okay.
Okay.
Thank God for that free Mexican healthcare.
Right. I'm just glad we started broadcasting.
Hey, let's go to Mexico and watch some hockey.
Out of
Do you want to watch some hockey in Mexico?
I would love to.
Further to that,
whoa!
If we're all going to start going topless at the beach, I mean, that just sounds unsafe. I mean, Marie Antoinette was not a fan of going topless, and nor am I. Was
mm-hmm.
a decapitation joke that I was making. What are you looking for?
Nothing. The rest of the Jell-O. All right, you caught me.
Okay. Don't be embarrassed.
Anyway, Jimmy, look.
Yes, Jeffrey.
I can understand why you'd be opposed to beaches. You know, beaches are a beach. You know? Life's a beach. Life's a nude beach. And you know, you get issues when you're at beaches, obviously. One time, I was at a beach, as I often am.
Stop that story right there.
Okay.
I don't believe it at all. Continue.
Right. Okay. One time, I was at a nude beach, and the nude part doesn't matter here, actually. But here's the thing. I was at the beach, and I was being, I don't like using the word, but a beach, in quotation marks, much like how life can be.
In the context, I think we'll allow it.
Whilst trying...
Veronica?
It's a go.
Whilst trying to tell a dog to get off...
Can I get a judgment on whilst...
The beach.
Ooh. See, I like whilst. Sorry.
Okay, whilst I was being a beach, I was trying to tell a dog to get off the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And for the world is but a beach. So I said, hey, beach, this beach wants you, beach, to get off this beach and get to the beach.
Preach on. Preach on, brother.
Were there any trees nearby?
No.
Not even one?
Any trees you'd expect to be there?
No! Yeah, an aria tree.
Well, I possess, in my right nude Greek statue, it's a masterwork, really, a piece of incontrovertible evidence which will prove...
Oh, we're out of time. God, that sounded like it was going to be good. So good. And I'm here to moderate.
Picking up on that so much, but all right.
I'm here to
conspiracy
moderate,
here.
Guys.
There's a conspiracy.
Hmm.
There are other things we need to talk about.
I'm going
to
prove.
No, just drink your water like a good boy.
If anyone out there can somehow make a conspiracy mashup, because I swear, every time the word incontrovertible comes up, someone interrupts someone.
You know, I haven't noticed that.
Someone could make a whole collection of times that's happened. There's a pattern, I'm telling you, every time.
Are you feeling
there's a conspiracy
unnerved?
Here. There's a conspiracy here. And the guys at the top, what are the names? Jesus Christ, Jeffrey Berger, and Jimmy Calloway are up to something. And I don't trust it for a second.
You know, I don't generally...
JJJBCC?
As we're known, yes.
I don't generally buy into your paranoia, Jeffrey, but I can't help but at least agree with you that if anyone were going to pull it off, it would be those three assholes.
Right.
Hey, paranoid people live longer.
Is that true?
That's what I've heard. It's because they're always on edge. And
who told you that?
Nobody! Nobody!
I'm telling you, we should stop those guys. Have you ever noticed? They can't hold on to a permanent moderator to save their lives.
Now that I have noticed. But I thought that was like they had a third wall, and then they put another wall up, and then somebody broke it.
They broke that fourth wall?
But they didn't entirely at the same time, though, because they were referring to themselves in the third person, you know?
I guess that was what they were doing.
Yeah.
That JJJBCC really chaps my hide.
I didn't know you had a stutter.
It happens. Thanks for pointing it out. No more jello for you!
I'm just, all right. I mean,
JJJ of British Columbia has been.
If this relationship is going to work, we need to be more tolerant.
Right.
I don't think that's true.
Right.
No, it's not. We're all assholes.
I'm pretty great.
Well,
I mean, I'm tired. I'm not.
Let's go to the next topic. The Circus Elephants Union, the JIZZ, the Jizz, if you will, is once again attacking their fellow performers by requesting that bears be barred, or bared, from circus performance. After it was discovered that due to many sleazy bear tactics, the bears have intimidated circuses to pay bears more than their average performer. Huh? Should bears be bared? Or should circus just bear through things?
Well, honey, I'm glad that you asked.
Yeah, Jimmy. I'm glad you asked, Jimmy. Now look, okay? Of course the elephants would be opposed to the bears. After all, they're polar opposites.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Jesus is here?
Yeah, you've been talking to him this whole time.
Hello, my children.
This
guy's everywhere, too.
Did Jesus make your pants buzz? Is that what that was?
Jesus, maybe. Maybe Brian's.
Jesus can make anything buzz.
Maybe people I feel like I should answer. Anyway.
Guys, bear with me here.
Oh, you goddamn
Well, Jamie, I hate to be the bear of bad news bits in organic conversation, but, look. The elephant union, they're awful. I happen to be with the Circus Donkey Union, who's, of course, in bitter rivalry with the Circus Elephant Union, or JIZZ, as it's known. Parallel with modern politics. Look at Shakespeare. I'm coming to take your place. I'm coming with you.
Jeffrey, I personally could not... Can somebody close that window? I personally could not disagree with you more, though I would love to try. I am very pro, what am I pro again?
Pro bears not being allowed.
Right. I'm very pro anti-bear. And, I gotta tell you, the circus union, and I have a lot of friends in it, the circus union, they're pitching a tent over this issue, I can tell you that much. Now, what we need to realize is that under there's been this very slow, conspiracy of the bear faction taking over. And the whole country is just ignoring it. Yes, Farmiga.
I think you're lying. Can you tame it down?
Alright, let me try. I'm going to try to hit the three rings of this point. And I'm going out there with this argument without a net. I don't even care.
That's a bunch of peanuts.
Now look, there's been a very slow, ongoing conspiracy where the bears are taking over, and this country is sleeping right through it. It's a hibernation. And I, for one, am not going to sit...
Jimmy Craw! Now look.
Hey, boo-boo.
Jimmy, I think what you're forgetting here and all people forget too quickly, is the stipulation that bears had in their contracts, which said they couldn't be barred, which is, of course, known as the bear clause. And as well as being delicious, that stated
damn
that anyone right. who would happen to work in a tent with feeling, you know, for all intents and purposes, no one could be fired at any point.
Jeffrey, your argument is just so full of poo, Bear, that I can't even believe it. Now, don't you bare your teeth at me. There's a lot of very intelligent people in the anti-Bear camp. There's the great writer Salman Rushdie, who was very anti-Bear. And he was heard to remark,
Jimmy, 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 Jimmy.
That
Jimmy.
Was it, yeah.
Jimmy? Jimmy. 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 Now look, you can't ignore this contract, okay? They had three separate drafts for this contract. The first one, it's a little too strict. Second one, not strict enough. The third one was just right. Okay?
God,
and then, supposed to be impartial.
And then the house didn't get blown down.
I just like to be
by the wolf.
People.
And, that's another story entirely, to be honest. But, Jimmy.
Jeffrey, I've spent a lot of years studying Eastern thought, and my yogi once said to me...
Yes, boo-boo?
Oh, is he here?
Yes.
Oh, he stepped out the window.
Boo-boo. Oh, okay. He said to me, he said, Jimmy...
Yeah?
He said, in the picnic basket of life... there are many delicious treats.
Jimmy, you act like you like bears, but you're so opposed... to this bear family, because they're Jewish bears, okay? Don't act like you didn't notice that they're Bernsteins, Jimmy. We all saw you go, ugh, when I mentioned that they were bear Jews. Bear Jews, huh? Bear Jews?
Bear juice?
Ooh, bear juice.
That does sound good.
You know, you may try to bear trap them out, but I say we give them a bear hug. Because, you know,
this
so
whole
successful.
Thing is unbearable.
And I think you're pandering
to the
audience.
Look, I'm not just cowering in the fetal position, because technically I think they might not actually be bears, they might be part raccoons. But look, I it's a coincidence that I'm in the fetal position right now. That has nothing to do with the fact that I'm on the bear side. Now look, are you looking?
I'm looking.
Are you really looking?
I'm all eyes.
You're not looking.
I am so looking.
You're not looking.
I'm looking.
You're looking, but you're not really, like, looking.
I couldn't be more looking.
Anyway, look, they're a successful species, the Bears. As we all remember, the Chicago Bears were a very successful football team, which had a lineup consisting entirely of Bears, which had a long winning record up until their franchise was beaten by the Louisiana guys with guns. They were a good team, admittedly. I'm not going to deny that.
Jeffrey, I don't want to ruin your argument.
But ruin?
But ruin, you heard me.
Ouch.
I did.
But I have here.
But?
In my right claw.
The claw.
A jar full of honey. I have here in my left claw.
A beehive. And they're going after you. Look out.
And those bees are forming.
They're asleep, luckily.
They're important.
They're forming into letters which will spell out a piece of incontrovertible evidence.
Oh, there! I got
with
a beard.
Which
I got a bee beard.
I. Oh, that's very cute,
isn't it?
With which
that is really a good look on you.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't grow actual facial hair, so I keep bees on my face. Girls don't like kissing a guy with bees on his face, but they just love to stare.
You just haven't met the right girl.
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, but do you know what my pubes look like?
Do I ever?
Is it caterpillars?
That's terrifying. No, that's just more bees.
Oh, more bees. Well,
am I still Brendan Bullock's thing? Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm saying bees with a similar voice.
I feel like I mentioned some incontrovertible evidence.
I don't know.
Didn't oh, I? I'm sorry. Did you?
I did.
We should move on, though. We should move on.
You sure? You don't want me to mention the incontrovertible evidence again?
No. I don't even care.
Well.
Unless,
fine.
Did you really?
No, I don't. No, you know what? Fine. It's fine. You know what? It's fine.
It's middle school all over again.
You know what? It's fine.
You wanted to share. You wanted to share, and I took that away from you.
You know what?
I want to be your new permanent moderator
guys,
so bad, and I'm messing everything up.
Do you want dessert?
Was there more jello?
Do you want... If you don't stop fighting, you are not getting dessert.
You're not answering the question.
You will get an answer when
you
two stop fighting.
Did you just eat the last jello? Is that what that was?
When you two stop fighting, you will get dessert.
You know, we've gone on too far. I apologize. We don't even have time for your
Great. I've got to shave that word. I'm going to shave my bees. I'm going to shave off my bees now, if you don't mind. Which I will possibly use.
Well, before
the world's usage of cell phones, allegedly, some say. It's a true theory. Anyway.
Somewhat.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, well, the bees are dying, Jimmy. I don't know if you knew that about the bees.
I didn't.
Right. Anyway.
Talk about it.
You know, I think the real issue is I keep putting flowers on my face. Anyway.
Hmm.
We should get on to our next
Some men like a little flower
next,
in their face.
Our next,
topic?
That sounds close, but I don't think that's it.
It's the next Veronipic.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Veropic.
No, I think it's Veronipic.
No, you don't remember? It's named after the Veropic era of dinosaur.
I do. You know what? Because I had 45 minutes to sit and think about it. Earlier this evening.
Oh.
All by myself.
Oh, you're probably used to that.
You guys.
Yes, Veronica.
Yes, Veropic.
Tomato, tomato. You know, Congress is considering taking away the constitutional right to beat the fuck out of somebody. Is this fair? Unfair? Carnival, uncarnival, circus, uncircus, clowns, unclowns, tiny cars, untiny cars, undersized, unundersized, enunciate, unenunciate, nuns, ununs, enunciate, nununs, nun, unenunciate, ununs, anun, nun, anun, Batman! Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all
right. I'm sorry. You know, you mentioned the stutter earlier. It really... I'm okay.
We got a message from HQ during that, though.
Entirely. Did we?
Yeah.
That's what that
did they find the other letters?
Yeah, here's what Mike told us.
You guys... Okay, I just got a little distracted.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, I can do this. Okay, anyway, should Congress take away the constitutional right to beat the fuck out of somebody? Debate!
Again, very good points, Jeffrey, but I can't help... Look at that crowd in here. They are going wild. Yeah.
Keeping Yogi and... Linda and
it's weird how that whole crowd has asthma.
That horse is back.
Horse? Yes,
horse
does a terrible impression
two.
Of a horse. Two? Three? Yeah, something like that. Anyway. That was a better horse.
That
but,
was much better.
Let's not get into that right now.
That horse
further to that!
Right.
Beating the fuck out of somebody is what made this country great. And still today, this is even still how we elect our most powerful leaders. I'm sure you guys recall in 2012, the 6-round decision for Barack the Bomb Obama versus Mitt the Ram Romney in Madison Square Garden. I mean, if he hadn't beat the fuck out
it
of that
It doesn't
guy.
Matter what that you just said. Look. Are you looking?
Yes.
You're not looking.
I'm looking
you're
away
not
from you.
Looking.
I'm not looking at
you're
what
not
you're saying.
Looking.
Look. Go on.
No, you're supposed to tell Jimmy to...
Jeffrey, you know full well that I'm completely and legally blind. I can't look at anything. Who said that? Gazoo Knights.
I hope the mic picked that up.
I don't think so.
Well, I might have to cut that. Anyway, but I'm not going to cut the part where I said we have to cut that. Or that part just now. 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 Or that part just now.
What about this part?
That has to go.
Yeah.
But that part just now?
Yes.
Yeah. God, I'm feeling like there might be a lack of continuity. There might be a problem there. Like, issues with continuity.
Hey, everybody!
Like, incontinuity is...
Incontinence is no joke.
That's where you go to the bathroom, then you walk out, then you pee. Incontinuity is...
Incontinuity.
Bless you again.
It affects 37% of Americans, okay? It's a delicate issue.
That's a lot of percent.
That's... So that poor 30% of America. That 30% population government. Anyway, look, Jimmy. Look, of course, in the old days, you had to worry about the English coming over. You had to be ready to
pounce. I'm sorry, about the English doing what now?
Coming over?
Coming over?
To say hi to you? They're very friendly, really. You had to worry about the English coming over. And you had to be ready to pound some limey ass. Mm-hmm. But since we recently banned all English people from coming into the United States, you really don't have to worry about that policy anymore.
Jeffrey, it is a sensible policy. I don't disagree. But I still don't think you're seeing the bigger picture here. See how I have this one picture, and then next to it I have this larger picture?
They're
are you seeing
frames.
It? Look. Are you look? Oh. Are you look?
No, it's fine.
Are you the concept of looking? Are you Look magazine, which was published in the 1930s? Are you that?
No.
Good. Now that we've established that, I can continue.
My father was Look magazine. Why, no, exactly. I come from a proud, not a proud line, but a pride line of people
of
from
lions?
Look magazine.
Of homophobic lions? Bits and casual organic conversation?
Nope. But,
Hey, you just tuned in to Inside Baseball.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Lou Abbott.
You just tuned in to
people who whistle as they sleep.
You're not Bud Abbott.
You're trying to say you're Abbott?
No, you said you were.
Did I say it was Lou Abbott?
You did say you were Lou Abbott.
Yeah, I was their child, Lou Abbott. The first two men to sexually reproduce with each other.
Well, the first comedy team.
Costello.
The first comedy team to do so. I don't think they were the first two men to do so.
Well, they certainly made it past first base.
Wait, who?
Huh?
Who made it past first base?
First base.
What are you saying?
Okay, that's good.
Look. Jimmy, seriously, look. Okay. Now, of course, once again, beating the fuck out of somebody very necessary. Who could forget the Battle of Washington versus King George? George on George. Their old school SmackDown. I don't know why they called the old school SmackDown at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really make much sense.
Uh-huh.
Or Burr versus Hamilton, which is, of course, comedian Bill Burr.
Linda Hamilton from...
Fought with Linda Hamilton mm-hmm. from. And it was a brutal fight.
The series of Terminator films.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Look. Oh, also, the...
Oh, am I getting a signal that I didn't give to you?
The series of Terminator films did make an appearance at the fight. But that's aside from the point here. Okay.
Well, then what is the answer,
Jeffrey?
That's aside
from the point and aside from the yell.
What... What is the answer then, Jeffrey? Peace summits? How did that work out for you in Southeast Asia back there in the mid-70s? I'll tell you how. You know, if we hadn't had those peace summits, if we would now, that band Hanoi Rocks would be called Westmoreland City Rocks. See, George Westmoreland was the general in charge of the United States troops in the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. So had we won the Vietnam War and taken back Hanoi as the capital, we would have named it after him.
Wait,
just
who,
like
who
Saigon is now called after General Westmoreland, because Saigon is now Ho Chi Minh City, so they named it after their leader. That's why. That's why it's funny. That's why the joke that I just said is funny. Mm-hmm. Have you guys watched Vietnam in HD yet on the History Channel? Really good. And it featured Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Hilarious bit in the Vietnam documentary. It was great.
That sounds fantastic.
Sure does.
Anyway, what was I saying?
Oh, not a whole lot. I think there's an apocalypse now, but look. Well, your point was just
Hold on, I'm a little chilly. I want to put on my. I'm a little chilly. I want to put on my full metal jacket.
I've seen what you've done there, but look. I've never gotten a fart out of someone from a joke.
Get used to it, big time.
Oh, yeah. Look, we need to have beat the fuck buybacks. Or beat the buyback. Beat boxing. Dougie Fresh bot program. Look! My brain's not working right now. No. Do you want people and gangs and criminals to have a legal ability to walk into your home and beat the fuck out of you when they're robbing you? I don't think so. You know, 85% of the time people have the ability to beat the fuck out of somebody. You know what happens? 85% of the time, they beat the fuck out of a family member or someone who lives with them. Now, deserved as it may be, because they're not doing the fucking dishes, or they're throwing away your Jell-O in their underwear, it's very necessary.
Jeffrey, what would you have the government take our right away? What? Jeffrey, which right would you have the government take away from us next? How about the right to fuck the shit out of somebody? I've certainly never exercised that right, but I want to have it there on the very slim chance that I ever will get to exercise that
right.
Look,
I told you, you did fine.
You know what, Jeffrey, I don't know that. I appreciate you saying that, but I don't think it's doing me any good. Like, you really have to let me know just how poor a job I'm doing. I'll never learn.
You're great, kid. Really. You're sweet. And you're...
All right, this is getting...
Your little cataract-filled eyes staring back at me.
This isn't... Okay.
What's up?
Do you guys want to be alone?
No.
Oh, shit, you're in here? Oh, fuck.
I mean... The way you would have things...
I thought my bee bikini like a mountain.
I just... We're already at 41 minutes, and we haven't even gotten to the truth of it.
Jeffrey, if we had things your way, people would get a ticking for beating the fuck out of somebody. And personally, I don't
well,
see...
Well, the clock's a ticking. You know when the police hand you a clock? It's very strange. But, you know, look, if we get rid of this right...
Wait, what do you want me to do?
Huh?
What do you want me to do?
Look.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you said. I just wanted to make sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, Jimmy.
Yes.
I'm sure I've heard your points, you know. Oh, if we get rid of this right, what next? Are we going to want to take away our right to shoot someone in their fucking face?
Uh-huh.
Are we going to want to take away that right? Are we going to want to take away the right to grab someone and then just chop their head off with a sword? Are we going to take away that right? Are we going to want to take away the right to have a gun with a sword on it where you chop someone's head off and then you shoot that head just in case for good measure? Are we going to want to take away the right to take an axe and then attack that axe with a gun?
I'm going to take away the right to this incontrovertible evidence which I hold in my right hand. I'm wearing my full metal jacket. Are you shooting me
over your face?
Me? What? Where would you have me wear it? On my back, like some sort of savage? Stop beatboxing and listen to my incontrovertible evidence already.
You know, in spite of how beautiful that penmanship is on that evidence, I feel that I must stop
nice.
You guys. Right. Oh, it's excellent. What is that, calligraphy?
Yeah,
that's a lost art.
Thankfully.
We really, really need to wrap this up, guys.
Fair enough.
No, I'm here to moderate.
Your time for the end, and it's gone. End. Wrap it up, you see.
Yes.
We did this joke in the Matt Lockwood episode, but it doesn't really.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. I don't remember most of our episodes, to be honest with you.
Well, yes, maybe because you're strung out on cocaine the entire time.
Maybe,
you'd think that
or
would
definitely.
Make you more focused.
That's a very cocaine-ish question, really. Would you like to declare the winner?
Yes, I've heard both sides. This is not going to be easy. But simply on the fact, Mr. Berner, that you even just mentioned football, that doesn't really
this
work.
Sounds
in
like
your
it's
going to
work well for me. This sounds
and,
like it's going to go well for old Jeffrey. Things are going to work out.
That Mr. Callaway.
My mom said if I won this, she wouldn't die while she was laying in the hospital listening. So this is very nice.
God, you know,
that
I
I'm
don't
get
care
to
about
it.
Your mom.
Right.
At all.
Also, my dad said if
Nancy
my mom lived, he would live too. He's also in the hospital. I have a very sick family.
Nancy,
which is why I'm recording from
boy, I'll say.
Right
Nancy
outside of the hospital. But anyway.
You know, but I am all
she
for...
Some names.
Listen, yeah. I'm here to fucking moderate, okay?
Anyway,
I know.
She did her homework.
Also, my orphan son, who of course owns this production company, who produces us, is
it's
watching
like I'm
from
about
his,
to practice,
you know,
inside.
I'm about to exercise my right to beat the fuck out of somebody. So, with that, the fact that we should be able to fight for our right to fuck the shit out of somebody, Jimmy Calloway, you're the winner.
What?
Ah! Hey, if I don't fight for
that
right,
that was a domino of death in my family
somebody
just
has
now.
To.
Oh my
somebody
god.
Somebody has to.
I'm. Oh my god.
Listen, go grab your
when
little
this is released
son,
in a month, they're going to be very bummed out.
Go grab your little orphan son and go tell Nancy.
Your orphan son has really made a go of it since you died and his mother.
right. Well, he's only half orphan, actually. His mother was an orphan, and then...
Oh, I see.
Okay. You know.
Oh, I just thought you liked to adopt little black kids.
Is he black? I didn't notice he was black.
I don't see.
That's
so
unconditional love. That's unconditional love.
All I see is things that matter like
you
gender.
You are a dog. So.
All I see, I just see things that matter like gender. That's all I see. Gender.
You can actually smell when
and genetics
and
ethnicity. Mm-hmm. Just things that matter. Just what really makes them.
Like Jimmy winning.
Okay, right. Let's not.
No, let's do.
Shall we?
Yes.
Excellent.
Jeffrey Berner.
What's up?
As is stipulated by the United States government, you are now subject to a round of truth or, well, I gotta check my notes.
What was it? No, skip paragraph. Down a little lower.
Turn the page.
This?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is it this?
Oh,
it says see page 56.
What is this?
Okay, do you have form...
Subsection X?
Do you have form 17G?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't get 17G. Do I need a copy of that? I don't...
No, you haven't.
Maybe.
Okay, thanks. Subsection...
Truth, that was it.
What?
Truth or truth?
Yeah, I got it written down right here.
Truth God, so many options. You
Make
said this was a stipulation?
Yeah.
Damn you, Bear Claws! Truth or truth? Well, that's all I gotta go with. I'm gonna go with,
Well, think about it. Just...
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay, my head went too far into thinking about it. I'm somehow riding a giant porcupine through, a castle.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how my mind got there exactly.
Uh-huh.
But while I sat there thinking about it, that's how I...
The truth will find you.
It will. It will. So I'm
set you free.
So I'm gonna just. I don't know. I think so. It can I porcupine then or? Oh,
Jeffrey Berner.
Wait. So
yeah.
Dare.
Yeah. Dare it is.
Like the Gorillaz song.
Dare. Like whoop. Dare it is.
I miss space.
That one hurt.
I miss space.
Okay, Jeffrey. I dare you.
Lack of continuity. The 90s, everyone. Give it.
I dare you to you.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
90s.
Well, you dare me to me. I dare you to you.
We're speaking in verse now, you guys.
Put,
verse.
Was that the royal you?
Yeah. Right. Put 100 kilograms of heroin in your ass.
Ooh, okay. Do you have the heroin?
It's all right here.
Okay, because I try to keep mine out of my ass. All right.
Yeah, but
can you
this,
please hand
this,
the,
is, this
is Jimmy's heroin.
Okay.
You can keep his.
Can you please
in your
hand
ass.
The heroin to me?
Yep, here you go.
Okay.
Very roughly heroin.
Well, I mean, this
roughly.
quality stuff.
This doesn't seem that huge. This doesn't seem like all that much.
Right.
I'm
well, it's
gonna...
the metric system, so it seems smaller than it is, but it's actually quite a bit.
Right. Well, what I'm going to do is
if
I'm going to... I'm going to
the mirror, it'll...
I'm just going to put this on the ground here, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to climb up on this professional wrestling turnbuckle here.
All right.
Okay.
Here, safety first. Let me hold the bottom for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a helmet?
Of course.
Okay, let me put that on my knees. Excellent. Okay, ready? And a triple backflip! Just double... Oh! 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 Ow! 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 Ow!
You alright?
Ow!
Are you okay?
First day. Breathe.
You got it, yeah.
Breathe.
Walk it off. Alright, Jeffrey, well, now that you successfully completed that dare, I dare you.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's more to it. This is like a mini tiered dare. Mini dare. I dare you to fly with me to Guatemala.
Can I pack my bikini?
Why would I insist upon it?
Okay. I'm already wearing it.
Well, I guess you don't need to pack it.
I'm wacky.
Oh, all right. Man. Ready?
Do you have plane tickets?
Of course I have plane tickets.
All right. Why would my arms be tired?
Really?
Jeffrey, we've worked together for 36 years now. You don't think I have multiple escape plans from the United States in place?
Right.
At all times?
Right.
I'm not a moron.
Right.
As your new permanent moderator, I really want to advise that you should just print out your boarding passes first.
That's actually not a bad idea. Then we can do that self-check-in thing. It's so
oh, I love that kiosk. It's super handy.
And
it's like just a whole touchscreen.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. And then
it's
what
like
I do, you know what I do? Sometimes when people are in line, I go,
yeah, what do you
I go,
do?
I go,
what do you do?
I go,
what do you do?
Hey, have a nice trip. Kids love it. No, they really love it. They
oh
really
guys,
do.
You guys.
You know what's crazy? In the time we were laughing from Jimmy saying, have a nice trip, the amount of time, we were already on the plane. We flew to Guatemala.
That's how solid a bit that is.
And boy, our takes on the boy are my arms tired joke tired.
You can say that again.
Boy, are the jokes based on the boy are my arms tired jokes tired.
All right. I guess you can't really say that again. All right, now that we're here in Guatemala,
what?
I dare you
what?
Yeah,
what?
To meet with some some misspelled Afghani drug lords.
All right, now they got that out of the way. What was the dare?
I think this word is Afghani, but I can't tell because somebody didn't spell it right.
Oh. Well, why not be a douchebag right now about it as we're recording? What a great time to be a douche.
Done and done.
Cool.
I dare you to meet some Afghani drug lords with me.
All right. I like meeting different people.
All right.
All right.
Well, these are the Afghani drug lords I was telling you about, Jeffrey. Yeah.
All right.
This is Akbar. Hello, Akbar.
Hi, how you doing, Jeffrey? Oh, hello, Afghani man. How are you? I'm doing okay. Wonderful.
Isn't it a beautiful accent they have?
The most beautiful.
It's so rich. So, all right, now that we're here,
right?
I have another dare for you. And actually, this is in the subset of dares.
Wait, can you turn down the radio bit?
Sorry, let me just turn this down a little.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah, it's a good one. Can you turn up the bass?
Yeah.
All your dreams come true.
Yeah, that's much better.
Welcome to Guatemala.
All right, Jeffrey, I dare you to give these Afghani drug lords the drugs.
Right.
And then take the money from them.
Okay.
Exchange money for drugs. That's the dare.
Okay. Well, here you go.
A transaction, if you will.
It does sound like that.
It's like that.
Excuse me, Afghani drug dealer. Are those these drugs here? These happen to be goods and services. Can I give these? Well, sure, Jeffrey. Here's some money. Oh, thank you, Afghani drug lord.
I really,
nice
you know, my favorite part about their accent is that it's not at all offensive or shallow.
Right.
Yeah, that's so good. Okay.
Right.
All right. Now that you've done that.
Right.
Oh, this dare's not over yet. So
oh, Jesus.
Yet.
Okay. Fine.
All right, now I dare you to kill those Afghani drug lords and get the heroin back from them, because then we'll have the money and the drugs, which can then be re-exchanged for other monies.
Right. And goods and services.
Right.
Okay. Hey, Afghani drug guys. What's going on, Jeffrey? Here. Right, to chop off your head and then shoot it. Ah, chop, chop. Oh my god, this is incredibly painful.
And that accent
this
is so.
One of the worst experiences.
The accent is so persistent
life.
That even after he's been decapitated and then shot in his own
my
decapitated
soul is escaping
head.
My body. Oh my. Oh, the afterlife is horrible. Oh god, what a terrible afterlife this is. Oh, I didn't want to see these relatives ever again. Oh my god. All right, so I got that done with.
All right, now that you've done that, I dare you, Jeffrey Burner.
Come on, what do these end? All right.
There's like five or six more.
Okay.
I dare you
yeah?
to give me everything. Give me all of the money and the drugs. And really just everything in general.
Okay, do you want my bikini?
Oh, yeah.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Freshly waxed.
Mm-hmm.
What? Bees?
Would you wax a bikini?
Yeah, you put honey on the bees and then you go.
Welcome to Guatemala.
Okay, now I dare you, Jeffrey Burner, to wait here until the cops get here. They're on their way now.
Right.
You can almost hear the sirens. Oh, no, this is the chain bark. That's no good. All right, Jeffrey Burner, I dare you to wait
sirens.
Here until the cops arrive, and then you tell them that I did... Wait, what? You take the blame. You're going to take the... I dare you to take the fall. You're going to tell the cops that you killed these Afghani jugglers, which technically you did do, even though I dared you to.
Right.
And then I'm going to fly back home.
All right, that sounds fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, They got
a
helicopter.
Are you going to be kissing a lot of people quickly as you do that? By chance?
I might. Well, I'm going to say goodbye. I don't know when I'm going to see these people again.
Right. Okay.
Okay,
this
now...
This is dramatic, isn't it? This
Jeffrey.
Is dramatic, isn't it? This
yes,
is so
it
dramatic.
Certainly is. Jeffrey.
This is so dramatic.
It is.
It's strange that the radio isn't reflecting that.
Well, the radio really wants to welcome us to Guatemala.
Right. Any last dares before...
Yes, Jeffrey.
Any last dares?
I have one last dare. I dare you.
Yeah?
To give me...
Yeah.
One last kiss before I depart.
Okay. Man, dramatic music would really go well right now.
Dun 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 dun.
Do you like this remix of the national anthem in Beethoven's Fifth? It's good.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah. Okay. Here we are kissing.
Yep. Here we go. All right, that's enough of that. Now it's getting kind of gay.
Mom.
That was just getting weird.
Freud. My right. soul is back again! Isn't this strange? Oh my god, I'm being dragged down for another time! This is an eternity of torment! Okay, he's gone. Farewell, Jimmy.
Was that Afghani drug dealer and Adam Sandler character? Is that what I was hearing?
Maybe? Farewell,
the,
Jimmy.
The chicken place commercial from Saturday Night Live.
Is that so?
I think so.
Oh.
We'll have to look. Well, dare successfully completed, Jeffrey Berner.
Oh, cool.
Enjoy your time in Guatemalan prison.
Thank you.
Until next week. When, of course, they will release you and extradite you back to the United States so we can record another episode with new permanent moderator Veronica Burgess.
Right. Who we are sure will have no issues with continuity.
Not in the slightest
at all.
I've
had a great time in Guatemala with you guys.
Yeah, I really like the prison system. It's really to our advantage. For the podcast.
You know, it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remind me to send Guatemala a nice fruit basket as a way of saying thank you. Or gracias. So I picked up some of the lingo while I was down.
Impressive, Jimmy.
Well,
those were the police.
Thank you, police.
Hey, look, we got a new güero.
They have Afghani police working in Guatemala?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
Of course.
No, you know, now that you mentioned it, I had read that.
We're behind, yeah.
Some of the prisoners are really looking forward to your stay. I just
yeah.
translate for you.
Well, I think what's so really helping is the diplomatic immunity, which is good, because I don't want to catch diplomats while I'm here. Good thing I got my diplomats shots.
It's very important. You're well-traveled.
I always get inoculated in the strangest ways. Anyway.
Anyway.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in to yet another hour-long episode of the Fun Ladder.
Sorry.
This is getting
really
out of hand.
Sorry, Mike. Sorry, Mike Ula.
To our future.
Yes.
Oh, which will
be
long.
Oh, it's
going to
be
long,
very bright.
Bright, shiny.
Yes.
I'm going to wear sunglasses next time.
That's a great idea.
That's good.
And plus, you look cool.
Yeah.
It too.
Yeah.
Right.
So then there's that.
Right.
And you can't see how high I am.
Right.
There's also that.
Right. Right. And boy, are my arms tired.
So anyway...
Hey, anyway.
As always...
As always... calendars with professional wrestlers on them.
Hello, this is your permanent moderator, Veronica Burgess, speaking on behalf of the If I'm Louder, I'm Right staff. If I'm Louder, I'm Right's associating partners and the If I'm Louder, I'm Right conglomerates and subsidiaries, we would all sincerely like to thank Hattie Fever for writing the If I'm Louder, I'm Right theme music. Please visit our podcast online at pointandyell.com/podcasts to check out If I'm Louder, I'm Right and to check out other podcasts, such as, but not limited to, The Degenerates, Everything's Fine with Dallas and Travis, This Week in Zoltan, The Punsters, Comics Talk Comedy with Jeff and Jesse, and upcoming Doing It with Nikki and Dave. And then there's like a bunch of other stuff too. I'd also would like you to please like Point and Yell on Facebook, even if it goes against anything that you really just enjoy or believe in. And I'd like you to go to iTunes and subscribe to and then comment and say really nice, adoring things about If I'm Louder, I'm Right. And kids, really just eat your vegetables, wear your sunscreen, and for God's sake, please help old people. Okay. Thanks for listening. I, Veronica Burgess, will be back next week. and every week after that, forever and ever, with Jeffrey Berner and Jimmy Jesus Christ Calloway, to bring you yet another episode of this mediocre rubbish. Who said that? Is that a knife?
Suck a ginger's dick.
This has been a Point and Yell production.
DJ Khaled!
Yeah, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth no good.
We the best. I represent the hood. I represent the ghetto. I represent the people. I represent you. Listen up!
Hey, nigga, why you fucking with me?
Fuck you, nigga, cause I can.
Sometimes they don't come out of my mouth no good.